Welcome to the Drawing in the Wild, Mapping Sight Through the Senses audio guide. Allow 60 minutes to do this audio guided session. How long it really takes will depend on how long you press pause at certain points in the audio guide. Now, you are out and about in the world right now, on a walk, right? I wonder how far into your walk you are. If you're on campus at the University of Melbourne in Australia, perhaps you've just done the first few stops on Billabillary's walk. In which case, you're probably somewhere near the River Red gum trees beside the athletics track. Or perhaps you've decided to stick to your local neighbourhood. Or maybe you have taken a trip to Melbourne's wonderful botanical gardens. Or maybe you're not in Australia at all and you are walking somewhere else entirely. If this is the case, you might even have sourced a locally produced audio track to listen to while you got started on your walk, like the audio track that accompanies Billabillary's walk. Walking methodologists think the practice of immersing yourself in a pre-recorded soundscape is helping to attune your non-visual senses to your surroundings. While you're walking, ask yourself, what stories does this place tell? What lives here? Whose land am I on? What does it smell like? Does it always smell like this? Now it's time to find a place to stop and draw. Once you've found a good spot, get your visual journal and art materials out and make yourself comfortable. You might like to pause the audio guide for a minute now while you do this. Right. Are you all set? Great. Now take a moment to attune to your surroundings some more. What can you hear? Are there any birds? What are they calling out? What other critters and creatures are around you? Maybe you're near a local waterway. Can you hear the water? Maybe you can smell the water. Or maybe you're in an indoor setting because it's raining outside. In our first drawing exercise, we will spend 6 minutes attuning to the ecosystem of our sight by drawing or mapping the non-visual things you are experiencing right now. We are going to pay particular attention to sounds because of their renowned ability to immerse you in a bodily sense of place. Careful listening is required as you tune into the layers of sound and make translations of the soundscape into drawings. Canadian composer Barry True has written extensively on soundscapes, hearing, listening, and sound analysis. True notes that the features of soundscape analysis include three things. These are keynotes, sound marks, and sound signals. To help you attune to the soundscape, I'm going to guide you through a process whereby you map these keynotes, sound marks, and sound signals. We will start with listening for keynotes.
and mapping the keynotes of your sight. Now, keynotes are the ever-present sounds that you can hear, the key or the tonality of the soundscape. Is it in a major key or a minor key? The keynotes are the sounds that make up the background in the soundscape. But the term background doesn't necessarily mean physically distant, just less perceptually prominent. Take a minute to listen carefully and make marks on your paper that represent these ever-present background sounds. I'll go quiet for a minute so you can do this. How did you go with that? We're now going to work over the top of the same drawing. You're going to spend a couple of minutes listening for sound marks and mapping the sound marks onto the keynotes you have just drawn. Barry True describes sound marks as characteristic sounds of a place. The sounds that make a place unique. So while you listen for these and draw them, I'll go quiet again, but I'll be back shortly. Right, I'm back again. You're now going to listen for and map the sound signals onto your drawing. Sound signals form the sonic foreground, the distinctive sonic now of your sight. These sound signals have a sense of immediacy about them. They are the punctuations of the soundscape. I'll go quiet again so you can do this careful listening and final layer of mapping onto your drawing. Right, back again. Well, I never actually left. I've just been over here, quiet for a bit. So how was that? You've drawn the soundscape of your site. You have made a map of an air witness account of the world you are drawing today. That's what I said, an air witness, as opposed to an eyewitness. We're now going to apply our visible thinking routine to this experience. I want you to write down what you noticed about the soundscape. What did you hear? Now, what did that make you think? And because of what you heard and what that made you think, what are you now wondering about? Okay, now we're going to shift senses a little bit now. I want you to maintain that attunement to the sounds and that embodied sense of place. But we're going to move into a series of observational drawings. You may want to change your position for this, or you may be quite comfortable to continue how you are. If you need to change where you're sitting or move around, then press pause on the audio guide now and do so. Okay, so has something in particular caught your attention? You need to select something to explore in more depth through these series of drawing exercises. It might be an observational study of the River Red Gums. You might draw a bird as it moves around you, tracking the movement. Perhaps you have a particular interest in the sky country today. Maybe you want to continue exploring the soundscape or the smellscape. Or perhaps you want to draw the movement of your sight. Like previous sessions, we're going to do a series of three shorter timed drawings before you do a longer study of your choice. First, you're going to do a 3-minute blind contour drawing. Now remember, when you do this kind of drawing, you don't look at your drawing. The point is to observe your subject matter intensely and track the details with your eye as your hand records what you see. Resist the urge to look at your drawing, and I'll be back to let you know when your time is up. Time flies when you're concentrating. You're done. Have a look at your drawing. What do you think? I think you guys are doing awesome. Did you manage to maintain some of those lovely marks that you made in your soundscape mapping? Did you draw some of the sounds too? If you didn't, maybe you might like to in your next drawing. This next drawing will be a semi-blind contour drawing. So by semi-blind, remember, I mean that you can glance at your drawing, but you should spend most of your time observing and listening and tuning into your surroundings. The 80-20 rule is good here. That means at least 80% of the time you should be looking and listening to your subject matter. Remember, drawing's about seeing, not so much about the accurate representation on the page. So be more concerned with how you're looking, not what you're producing. I'll leave you alone to do this. See you in 5 minutes. Righto. You've done a couple of warm-up drawings now and your sound mapping. So in total, that makes three drawings where you've been getting yourself into a sense of flow. You might like to move spots for this next 15-minute drawing of your choice, but you don't have to. What I do want you to do is to try to maintain those lovely loose gestures and marks from your warm-up drawings and stay in that sense of flow and resist the temptation to judge your work. Now, if you feel yourself getting tight and closed off to the process, try using your non-dominant hand or drawing with a continuous line. Some of you have really found the continuous line drawing works really well for you, so I would recommend staying with something or an approach or a technique and exploring that. But you don't have to. This is, of course, your choice. I'm going to go quiet now, but I'll speak up when your 15 minutes comes to the end. Enjoy the immersion in this drawing process. You're still here? That's great. You've been drawing for over 30 minutes. I hope it's gone well. Now, if you're doing this audio guide outside of the allocated workshop, you might want to continue doing a few more drawings.
However, if you're doing this audio guided drawing as part of the live INSEER workshop, it's probably time now to head back to either home or work or your studio. And on the way, we're going to gather a little bit of extra data to work from, just in case you want to incorporate it into your drawings in your pedagogy of self.
I want you to take photos of your site and your subject matter, and perhaps a few photos of things you might have liked to have drawn but didn't get time to. I also want you to take a 5-minute sound recording on your phone to kind of take you back here when you look at those photos. You might also want to take some rubbings. For example, some rubbings of textures around you to use in your future drawings.
Press pause on the audio guide while you do this.
So you're ready to head back? You must be, because you've pressed play again, I guess. Excellent work today, by the way. Now, if you have time, you can repeat this guided drawing routine at a different site or location. Or maybe you'd like to explore another location on a different day as part of your self-practice.
Don't forget to post your location shots, drawings, and soundbite to the INSEER Workshop Padlet. Try walking home or back to work in silence, while paying close attention to ambient sounds. This is called a listening walk. In this instance, recording devices are not used. Walking Lab often concludes their queer walking tours with listening walks like this, asking participants to walk in silence and absorb the immediate sounds of a place, but also to reflect on the concepts explored in the walk. Think about how today's walking and drawing in the wild session connects with Rita Irwin's idea of the walking pedagogy of self and the elements of freedom, transformation, and flow you might have encountered. When you get home, do a modified version of a visual thinking routine we think of as I notice, I think, I wonder. Write your wondering into the INSEER Drawing in the Wild Padlet. You can find the links to this in the workshop notes. See you back online real soon.